LGBTQ.
We are just as good as you.
Equal marriage is a right.
That's why we stand up and
fight. LGBTQ.
On Tuesday afternoon, just over 100 people participated in a rally at the front of Belfast City Hall. Their aim? To keep up the fight for LGBT equality. The event was originally organised to pressurise the outgoing Health Minister, Jim Wells of the DUP, to resign from his position following comments which he made linking same-sex couples to child abusers. On Monday, Jim Wells released a statement saying he would resign on the 11th of May for personal reasons and apologise for any upset which his recent comments may have caused. At the rally, I spoke to organiser and member of the Socialist Party, Courtney Robinson, to find out why she felt this protest still needed to take place.
We shouldn't give up now. It doesn't just end at Jim Wells. The DUP and other members of the Assembly are extremely homophobic in their views. They're a barrier to equal marriage. They're a barrier to things like lifting the blood ban, lifting the adoption ban, and even women's right to choose too. So,
would you say Pam Cameron is homophobic in her views? She is a member of the DUP,
yep.
But she did say on Twitter, and she sent a tweet, that she separated herself from his comments.
Yep. No, I appreciate that she said that, and I think it's good that she dissociated herself from the comments, but she's still part of a party that consistently blocks equal marriage. I don't know how someone who can say they would advocate LGBT equality, who I don't know how that they can be in a party that actively blocks it and is actively saying comments that have a direct impact on people's lives.
I also grabbed a quick word with Chairman of the Alliance Party's LGBT executive, Mickey Murray. I asked him what he thought of Jim Wells' resignation.
I think personally that the DUP have probably pushed him out to try to fix what he's done, and if they have any brains at all, they'll elect Pamela Cameron as the Health Minister, because I think if she didn't have to vote along party lines, then she would possibly either abstain or vote in favour of equal marriage.
Fergal McFerrin, the Vice President of NUSUSI, believes that there are wider issues at play.
The kinds of language we see coming from people like Jim Wells from within parties such as the DUP can be very harmful when our elected representatives are supposed to be role models and people of influence within society.
Green Party councillor Ross Brown also attended the rally, expressing his dismay at the defeat of a motion of marriage equality put forward to the Assembly on Monday.
Once again, a whole section of our community is denied equality. It's not continually being marginalised. The rest of the UK has brought in equal marriage. The South's about to do it as well. And unfortunately, our politicians are still living in the past.
Do you think there's a huge appetite for marriage equality within the population in Northern
Ireland? I do. I'm convinced that by far the majority of people are in favour of marriage equality, and increasingly so.
Marriage equality is in place everywhere else in the UK. The first regions to implement its legalisation were England and Wales under the Conservative-led government. With a Westminster election due to take place next week, it has been speculated that the Tories may need the support of minority parties, such as the DUP, to form a government. However, due to these recent developments, how likely is this to happen? Ben Manton is the Conservative candidate for South Belfast.
We're not looking to have any form of coalition, and we're not talking about coalitions until after the election. On May 8th, that may be the case, but until then, I'd like to keep an open mind on our possibilities of getting an overall majority.
I guess only time will tell. Tori Watson, The Scoop, Belfast.